Seafood processors had a lot to deal with this season.
Our biggest challenge in 2020 was safely staffing our plants.
Julianne Curry is the public affairs manager for OBI Seafoods.
It was a huge lift to get all of our employees tested, transported, quarantined, and fully integrated into each of our plants, all while observing a closed campus and all of the COVID-related protocols, and doing it all with very little time to plan and prepare prior to the summer salmon season.
It's interesting to describe a crisis when you're in the crisis, right? And that's our situation.
That's Garrett Everidge, an economist at the McDowell Group. To keep track of how the pandemic is shaping the seafood industry, he and other economists have started to publish monthly briefs for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
The goal is just to try to keep up to speed on how the pandemic is impacting the seafood industry and really impacting all stakeholders from the local government, supply chains, retailers, harvesters, processors.
The financial costs of the pandemic hit the industry hard this summer. Everidge says processors have spent $50 million on mitigation plans so far.
So $50 million is kind of a start, and it's just expected to increase.
The initial quarantines for thousands of workers, so that can include hotel and food and daily medical screening.
Nicole Kimball is the vice president of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association in Anchorage, which represents several processors that operate in Bristol Bay.
It's the testing as that came online, often multiple times for each worker. It's hiring medical companies to provide daily screening or be on site at the plants. It's PPE and sanitation supplies, all of those things, security, which in Bristol Bay people were really adamant about needing to ensure if you were going to have a closed campus, it really was a closed campus.
Kimball says all those things were expensive, over and above the normal cost of operating. And she says the $50 million price tag for 2020 is in line with what she's heard from companies around the state.
I think some companies, individual companies, spent more than $10 million alone.
The scientific understanding of the virus and how it's transmitted has been constantly evolving. That's posed a big challenge for processors as well.
As we learn new information about the virus, we had to change protocols. So constantly evolving situation, protocols, information in order to stay most up to date, you know, on how it's likely transmitted, the scale of asymptomatic cases, how long someone will test positive even after they're no longer contagious. All those things were constantly kind of in flux.
Companies also saw a big drop in the size of the workforce. They had 13% fewer people processing fish this summer. For OBI Seafoods, that was one of the biggest sources of lost revenue. The McDowell Group's report says that meant more low-value products like head and gutted fish and less high-value products like fillets. Kimball wouldn't speak to any specific company or to the products that came out of Bristol Bay this season. Still, she says that processing is wholly dependent on how many people are working.
The more labor you have, the more higher value products you could probably do. It also depends on lots of other factors like the volume of fish coming in a short time period and things like that. But generally, I think the report was right on in just identifying when you, in any year, when you don't have a sufficient workforce, you're often forced to do lower value products.
Less workers didn't mean a lower harvest in Bristol Bay, however. The fleet hauled in almost 40 million fish, the fifth largest harvest on record. Still, those costs had to be felt somewhere, and the price per pound for Bristol Bay sockeye dropped steeply. Fishermen were paid about half what they got in 2019. This year's base price was 70 cents. Looking ahead, Kimball says that tariffs on American seafood means the costs of the pandemic are more acute for everyone. Tariffs for sockeye entering China's domestic market are at 37%. For other Pacific salmon, that number is at 40%.
We're in a challenging tariff environment for seafood, not just Alaska seafood, but U.S. seafood. So, you know, these challenges, these costs, you know, are just on top. They're exacerbating, you know, an already challenging global market situation.
As the 2020 summer season winds down, Julianne Curry with OBI Seafoods says they are already bracing for more costs and more restrictions from the state in 2021.
It's safe to say that the processing sector is going to be seeing an increase in protocols in 2021 and that COVID is far from over for our industry. We anticipate that our COVID-related costs will be just as high, if not higher, than last year.
Still, she says they'll have more time to prepare. They are hopeful that testing will become easier and more affordable, and they want to continue working with local leadership to apply what they learned in 2020. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.